The presidentially appointed independent commission is a time-tested tool for taking the heat off the CIA and the administration. It has not always worked.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
In 1975, President Ford named Vice President Nelson Rockefeller to investigate domestic surveillance of anti-war activists by the CIA. That inquiry was superseded by Senate and House investigations that uncovered a litany of CIA improprieties, from drug experiments on unwitting subjects to assassination conspiracies targeting Fidel Castro and others. In 1986, President Reagan named former Senator John Tower to head a commission investigating the so-called Iran-Contra scandal. That involved the illegal sale of missiles to Iran in exchange for Iranian help in winning the freedom of two American hostages in Lebanon. The project was initially in the hands of the CIA. The Tower Report was soon upstaged by televised hearings of a joint congressional committee that, among other things, made Oliver North a national figure. Now, President Bush, who initially rejected the idea of an independent commission to investigate flawed intelligence on Iraqi weaponry, has apparently abruptly changed his mind for reasons not hard to discern. First, the commission will operate under a mandate stressing the future rather than the past. Second, it will help to blunt criticism by Democratic candidates and lawmakers that the president is withholding the truth about what motivated the invasion of Iraq. Third, the commission is to report after the November election, which may help to take the issue off the campaign griddle. But good fortune for Mr. Bush is not necessarily good luck for CIA Director George Tenet, a Clinton appointee until recently popular in the Bush White House. Departing Arms Inspector David Kaye, who himself was hired by the CIA, testified last Wednesday on Capitol Hill that we were almost all wrong about Iraq's weapons programs. Although it might help his case, the president seems reluctant to lay blame on Tenet, whose help he may need as the inquiries grind on. This is Daniel Shore.